Well, got the Pommies taking on the Aussies in the world of cricket and in the world of rugby union this weekend, 2 a.m. Sunday slats. So when you get home from a
what is it
big party?
What, Sunday morning?
2 a.m.
I should see the second half.
But I'll be trying to watch on replay. But it's Eddie Jones's England up against Michael Checker's Wallabies. What's gonna happen? We'll find out from our expert in Matty Burke. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Slats. I'm with you, boys. Actually, I'm with you, TK. I'll be watching it on replay after I record, I think. I can get through a game in about 10 minutes on top, you know, multiplied by 30 times by 30, so to speak. So get rid of all those sums okay. And line-outs. That's for me, for sure.
Typical back. Just watch the backs in action, mate. Look, there's a big difference here. We were thoroughly embarrassed, right? And Michael Checker was outcoached by Eddie Jones on a home series. We lost 0-3, but we're a better looking side now, aren't we? But we're over there at Twickenham.
Yeah, we are. We are. You're right. You're talking about that was last year, and you know, yes. all of that whole series. I think we got we. Bluffed ourselves into thinking we were good. This England mob came over sort of, you know, quite sheepish. We knew, you know, something was going to happen, as in Eddie Jones was going to, you know, pull the strings. It's actually good to see Stephen Larkham had a little bit of a jab at him the other day, saying if they, you know, if they lose in the weekend, the cracks will be magnified. He is a passionate person, coach, Eddie Jones, and he loves that firebrand style. And, you know, he's got an outfit that... is coming off a bit of a rest. You know, they've obviously started their season, been a couple of months into their normal season. They played Argentina last week, got the win. They've got a couple of guys back as well. Owen Farrell comes back after being rested. Atoje also, and he comes back on the bench as well. So yeah, that's going to be one hell of a player to come off the bench and add something. One of the nominations for World Player of the Year. But our guys, yes, they're better. No Folau, as we spoke about last week. But I thought that... Yeah. Yeah, the way Beal stood up there and controlled was outstanding, and we always knew he was someone else had to come up to the mark. But it's about it's interesting. It's about getting your way around the park at Twickenham, but it's a tough place to play. You know, you get a little bit of patch of Aussie supporters around the park there, but most of it, obviously, that 75,000-80,000 is very pro English, and when you're out there and they're singing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," it can get a little bit intimidating. Oh. So they're going to close it. They're
it's good
close
though, mate,
and make sure they smash it. Basically, simple as that.
I keep saying, Berkey, that Twickenham's probably the Lords of Cricket. Would you agree?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, there's some great stadium around the world. You know, when you play, and some of those tracks in South Africa are just brilliant. But when you look at where what Twickenham is and where it is and that kind of stuff, you just think, this is quite special. And everything else that happens around it as well is lots of fun. You know, the pre-game, the post-game. Oh. It's nothing. There's nothing better than beating the English in their home ground. And as you say, Slats, in what is sort of the home of rugby, so to speak, you could call that. So. It's a if they get the win on the weekend, which is going to be incredibly tough. You know, these guys, I think they can do it. I think they can do it, but it's going to be it's going to be tight. You look at the goal kicking prowess of Farrell. Then if you miss him, you've then got a few of the other boys that can come in and step up and do a job as well. George Ford, he's very good. So there's options all around the park for England. It's a case of disrupting them enough on the weekend.
This battle between the coaches, I know it'll be fought out by the players, but I think Checker was outcoached by Eddie in that tour I talk about in June last year, I think it was, Berkey.
Yeah, very much so.
I don't know whether they're as friendly as they used to be back in their Randwick days.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they both hold that Australian passport, but Eddie Jones has now coached obviously our boys, way back when I was having a run around. He then went to Japan. He got a World Cup win in assistant role against South Africa, or for South Africa in 07. He's now a coach of England. So, he's got the passport stamp. There'll be a little bit of a wry smile, but I tell you what, and it's like whenever you're playing your brothers or your mate, you want to get over the top of them. You want to smash them. You want to do the best you can against them.
Yeah.
So, there'll be a little bit of something on the side. And you're right, Czech would be smarting from 3-0 last year.
Absolutely.
We want these blokes and we want to do a job. So the thing about it is, TK, if they get focused so much on that, which I know they're smart enough not to, they'll get dusted by this English mob who are quite shrewd. But, you know, if they go into this game knowing what the history is, but understanding they've got to rewrite their own in a couple of days' time at Twickenham, they'll do a much better job. You know, they can't get caught up in all the extras. So I think they'll be all right. Mm. It'll be a tough one. They played well against Wales last week. And, but this is a different kettle of fish, so to speak. This mob's going to be even harder.
Yeah, and I think they need it, mate. Look, we've been negative about the Wallabies in the early part of all this stuff, but are we giving them the accolades they deserve right now? I mean, they've had a string of really good performances.
Yeah, they have. Beat the All Blacks.
You know, I just think we haven't mentioned the positives enough because they've been on this run of victories, and this is the great test they need right now.
Okay.
I suppose, when you look at this Ashes series coming up, you know, if our blokes don't win, you sort of pride yourself on that, don't you? That's your sort of benchmark.
Yeah.
And our benchmark is against New Zealand. And when you're playing them three times a year and you can only scrape a win every now and then, you sort of get a little bit, I'm not dejected, but you're thinking to yourself, hey, I want to be able to make sure I can lock this down. So that's where our standard lies. And they can get a win against Argentina, they can sneak a win against Wales, but you've got to win against New Zealand. Now, England's starting to become that team as well. You know, they've had that great run under Eddie Jones last year. They're still on a bit of a roll at the moment. They've won their last seven. Yes, there's two draws in there as well, but they're starting to get some momentum. They won against the All Blacks. I think this year, I wrote an article last week, I think this year could be classed as the if-only. You know, like if only that first half in the first Bledisloe didn't happen, if only we caught the kickoff, in Dunedin, only we sort of scraped that win against South Africa in Perth. So there's good things to come of it. We just need consistency. I think when you look at that, any top line sport, whether it's rugby, cricket, whatever, consistency is what wins you games. And these guys are getting better. And yes, we have to give them an accolade. And it'll be a great thrill if they can win on the weekend. And then they got the Scotland, who do not like us at all after that World Cup a couple of years ago when we snuck through in the quarterfinal.
Quick tip:
Aussies by one.
Okay, that's okay. All right,
that'll do.
That's
good
okay,
idea, mate.
That's just the confidence.
You actually tipped them.
Yeah,
well, you tipped them to be. You actually tipped them to win the last time they played New Zealand, so
that's great. Uncaught.
$3.10. The Wallabies up against England, $1.37 at tab.com.au. Good on you, mate. Well done, Berkey. Thank you for that.
Boys. Enjoy the golf, mate.
Matthew Burke. We will. He likes his golf too, Berkey.
Well,
he's got plenty of free time.
Yeah, mate. He can play.
Yeah,
he's off five or six.
Yeah,
serious.
He needs to probably stay at home and look after the four girls a bit more.
Georgie Gregan.
Oh, George.
He's off about three or four.
Stop it.
Terry Kennedy.
Oh.
27.